The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
If there's one thing that you've heard over and over again on Build Your Tribe, it's this. Do what you do best, but then outsource or hire or consult or invest in other people who know what they do really well. But the same is true when it comes to growing your reach. If you need more eyeballs, if you need more people to know about that thing that you offer, that thing that you sell, that business that you are trying to grow, and you're trying to do that with social media, may I suggest the best deal on the internet? Yes. When it comes to Instagram, I want to invite you to check out Insta Club Hub. Myself and my son, my co-host, Barack Johnson, we're the founders of Insta Club Hub, and it is rocking people's world. We have clients who've seen over 3,000% growth in their Instagram reach in less than 7 days. We have people with under 1,000 followers reaching 4 million on a reel. We've had people who've increased their visits to their website by over 300% in less than 5 days. It's pretty amazing the difference that can be made by just doing a few simple tweaks. It's a monthly membership. It's an amazing community. We teach live. You know, you hear us all the time on the show, but wouldn't you like to hang out with us live? We're pretty fun together, I got to tell you. So I want to invite you to go check it out yourself. Go to instaclubhub.com and learn how easy and affordable it is to work with your host, Brock and Shalene Johnson. All right, now let's get to today's topic.
Hey, what's up? And welcome back to today's Quick Tip Tuesday episode of Build Your Tribe. In today's episode, I'm going to challenge you. I have an Instagram-related challenge that I want to propose that you take on, something that you challenge yourself to do with me and thousands of other people over on Instagram. If you've been following me closely over the last week or so, you've seen that I've been posting about this 30 Reels in 30 Days challenge. Now, this challenge is totally free, but I really want to get as many people doing this as possible because it's going to help a lot of people grow their account. It can help you seriously grow your account. Now, what can I almost guarantee? I can't quite 100% guarantee. There's no guarantees in life. There's especially no guarantees on social media, but I can almost 100% guarantee these four things if you join this 30 Reels in 30 Days challenge. The first thing is at least one VFM reel. Now, what does VFM stand for? VFM is an acronym that my mom came up with, and it's something that we now use to describe viral for me content. VFM, viral for me. What does viral for me mean? Well, I'm sure you're familiar with viral pieces of content. No matter what social media channel you're on, if you're getting millions of views, we could consider that viral. And going viral is more common than ever with things like Instagram Reels, TikTok, and even YouTube. And even more common than going viral is going viral for me. There is kind of a loose working definition that we're using, and basically we're defining viral for me as any piece of content that does about 10 times better than anything else that you've recently posted. So, for example, if you normally get 30 likes on your Instagram posts and you post an Instagram reel that gets 300 likes and maybe it gets, you know, 2,000 views compared to your normal 200 views, that would be viral for me. Now, is that viral on the big scale? Is that reaching millions of people? Are hundreds of thousands of people now discovering your page because of this content? No, but viral for me content is still very exciting. It can still help you grow your account. It's not going to leaps and bounds overnight provide you with millions of new followers, but it will slowly over time definitely help you grow your page. So first of all, if you post 30 reels in 30 days, the first thing that I can almost guarantee is at least one reel that's viral for me, but more than likely, you're going to even have more than that. Number two, increased reach. There's nothing hotter on Instagram right now than Instagram Reels, and Instagram is pushing Reels out to more people. It's crazy. The other day, I was scrolling through my Instagram feed, and I had to scroll through 14 posts before I got to one that wasn't an Instagram Reel. That means that the first 14 posts that I saw on my feed were all Reels. Instagram Reels have a really high reach. That means that they're being shown to a lot of people, people who don't even follow you. So I can almost guarantee if you do 30 Reels in 30 days, you will see an increase in your reach on Instagram. That increased reach will also lead to number three, the third thing that I can almost 100% guarantee, and that is new followers. If you post a Reel a day for the next 30 days, you might see some followers unfollow you. You might see some people who you used to consider a friend unfollow you because they're just not into your content anymore. That's okay. But what I can almost 100% guarantee is that you will gain new followers, people who are interested in whatever you are posting these daily Reels about. New followers, increased reach, at least one viral for me Reel. And then the fourth and final thing that I can almost guarantee, and this one I can almost definitely guarantee, like this one is the one I'm most sure of, it's that you'll be more comfortable on camera. I know that camera shyness and getting used to putting your face on video and speaking directly to camera, it can be scary and it can be quite a big hurdle to overcome. But if you challenge yourself and you commit to posting 30 Reels in 30 days, I promise that by the end of it, you'll be more comfortable on camera. You'll know how to use Instagram better. You'll sound way more relaxed and comfortable and poised on camera, and your content will do better because of it. Now, again, 30 Reels in 30 days. There aren't really very many rules to this Reels challenge. Basically, it's just post at least one Reel every day. If you want to post more, go ahead, knock yourself out. I encourage you to tag me. Now, whether you want to tag me in the caption, you want to tag me on the Reel itself, or you just want to mention my name in the comments section so that I can see it, I would really appreciate if you tag me just so I can maybe check out your Reels, give you some tips, or just see a collection of everyone who is doing this daily Reels challenge. And then finally, I encourage you to track your results. So whether that's taking a screenshot of your insights or just taking a screenshot of your profile page so you know how many followers you have at the start and at the end of this challenge, I just encourage you to track your numbers, track your reach, track your number of followers, track your engagement rate. Tracking all of that will allow you to know at the end of 30 days, was this something that was very successful? At the end of 3 days, is this something that's already working or not so hot so far? Just track your results, and whatever you track and pay attention to typically will grow. And then finally, there's no certain time that you have to join. So at the time that you're listening to this, I believe I'm on day 8 myself of this 30 Reels in 30 Days challenge. Go ahead and hop in at any point. If today is going to be your day 1, awesome. If you're going to wait till tomorrow, if you're going to wait till next week to start, that's okay too. But I just encourage you to join this challenge. Push yourself out of your comfort zone a little bit. Push yourself to try something new. Push yourself to do something that you otherwise might slack off about, and that is posting daily Instagram Reels. 30 Reels in 30 days. And now I have my 5 top tips for you to make this challenge a little bit easier and a little bit more doable to make sure that you can have success while also not burning yourself out by banging your head against the wall trying to create 30 Reels in the next 30 days. Tip number 1 is to batch produce Instagram Reels. Because Instagram Reels are so short, maximum of 30 seconds in length, you can produce multiple in one sitting. What I like to do is when I have on a good outfit or when I'm feeling extra inspired, when my skin and my hair are looking good, when I'm feeling creative or energetic or like I want to put my face on camera, I'll sit down and I'll record 3, 4, or 5 Reels. I can save those and space them out throughout the next week or so. That way, I'm not required to make a Reel every single day in order to post a Reel every single day. You could spend an hour or two on today, let's say today, Tuesday, spend an hour or two creating 7 Instagram Reels, and now you don't have to make any more Instagram Reels for the next week. You already have all of your Reels ready to go to make sure that you are checking off really the one box that this challenge has, which is that you are posting a Reel every single day. Tip number 2, check out my page at Brock11Johnson for daily inspiration. Every single day, I'm posting at least one Reel. Some days, I'm posting 2 or even 3 Reels. And I'm oftentimes in the caption of those Reels providing a quick tutorial, summary, or guidelines for how you can recreate your own version of this reel. Sometimes I'll give script, choreography, sometimes I'll tell you what sound to use or what text to add. But following me on my Instagram, which again is Brock11Johnson, you should get some free daily inspiration for your own Instagram reels. Tip number three for this reels challenge is to reject perfection and embrace being human. If you're trying to be perfect, you're never going to post on Instagram reels. They're just not perfect. They're clunky, especially when you're first getting started. You're not going to be used to it. Lip syncing might not be your thing. You might not totally know how to add text yet. You might not be formatting them right. You might be cropping them weird. That's okay. That's what the next 30 days are for. The next 30 days are opportunities to practice and to get better. But if you expect to have a perfect Instagram reel from day one, you're never going to end up posting your first reel. I've said it before and I'll say it again. She who starts and fails will always be ahead of she who fails to start. And most often we are failing to get started because we're seeking perfection and we're trying to be perfect. We're trying to make sure that we dotted every I and crossed every T and that we've done everything right and that we sound great and that we look great and that this reel is going to go viral. And we spend 19 hours, we never end up posting that reel. And then we wonder why we're not growing on Instagram. So reject perfection, embrace being human and everything that comes along with that, and just start posting your daily reels. Tip number four, join with a friend. It's no lie that just about anything in life is easier when you have a friend or someone to do it with. Whether you're going for a hike, whether you're trying to work out every day, whether you're trying to eat healthy, or you're just trying to post one reel on Instagram every single day, if you have an accountability partner, a friend, a spouse, a coworker, someone like that who can just make sure that you're staying accountable will really make a difference to make sure that you are sticking to your commitment and that you are posting your reel every single day. And then fifth and finally is to tell your followers what to expect. Tell your followers, whether it's on your Instagram stories or whether it's in the caption of that first reel that you post, I encourage you to let your followers know, hey, I'm going to be posting a reel a day for the next 30 days. That way they're not caught off guard. And if you think about it, this is kind of like having some built-in accountability for yourself. Because if you're going to go on your Instagram stories and proclaim that I'm posting a reel every day for the next 30 days, your followers are going to expect that from you. And that's some pressure, you know, and that pressure can be a good thing. That added expectation from your followers that you're going to be showing up every single day might be the nudge that you need to make sure that you actually are showing up every single day. People expect it of you. And when you consistently show up, you're going to build trust, but also you're going to grow your following, you're going to increase your reach, and you're going to get way more comfortable on camera. So I encourage you to join this 30 Reels in 30 Days challenge. Again, there's no special hashtags, there's no special group to join, there's no fee or anything like that. It's totally free to join this challenge. I just encourage you for the next 30 days to post at least one Instagram reel per day, and I think you'll like the results. Thanks so much for listening today, and as always, happy networking.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.